Oliver was just 3 months and he started having some vacant periods. His lips were turning blue and he was going very lethargic and non-responsive. This kept occurring several times during a few days. We went to the local GPs. They didn't think it was anything to be worried about, and after I think the fourth visit back to the local GP in the out-of-hours clinic, we were finally referred to the local Pembury Hospital. Actually Kent Sussex Hospital in Tunbridge Wells, which is where he had a CT scan which revealed that he had an abnormality on the brain. It was shocking. That's the only way to describe it really, and didn't really have a clue what was going on, what was going to happen in the future, how our little boy was going to be. It was a terrible time really. Brain tumours are fairly rare, I suppose. You don't really hear of many people getting them. And then all of a sudden, our little boy who's 3 months. Yes, he's bang. He's got a brain tumour. It was it was shocking. He was rushed up to King's College Hospital in Camberwell, where he had further tests and MRI scans, which confirmed that it was the brain tumour. And his surgeon and consultant was very, very keen to attempt to remove the tumour as soon as possible. They weren't sure at that time whether it was malignant or benign, but potentially, it was a very aggressive tumour, so the idea was to try and remove it ASAP, at which it was, I believe, 8 days after the diagnosis up at King's. He had a biopsy and they found it to be completely benign, which was a godsend, really, because that would have been a whole different kettle of fish post operation in regards to treatment and where we took it from there. The tumour was wrapped around an artery, which was cut to remove it completely, which is left him with a right-sided hemiplegia or a stroke effect, which he will have for life. It's given him epilepsy as well and learning difficulties, along with a few other things as well. If Oliver's tumour wasn't picked up when it was, who knows what could have happened. As brand new parents, never in a million years would we have thought that our son's first illness was a brain tumour, and I do think people need a little bit more education on the signs and the symptoms, because you just don't know what could happen. If Oliver's tumour wasn't picked up when it was, he could potentially have had another seizure, and who knows what would have happened. Now I have a wonderful 10-year-old little boy who lives life to the full. And this is why I think the Brain Tumour Charity's Head Smart campaign is a wonderful thing, because it is raising awareness of the signs and symptoms in children and adults of brain tumours that you might not necessarily pick up on if you didn't know anything about them.